It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
It's okay. Confession time.
Oh, no. Who's confessing?
Oh, God. This is a bad one. Stephanie is friends with Lara and they're besties, right? And so Lara, her friend, has been dating this guy for 2 years. They took a break about 6 months ago, right? They took a Lara and the boyfriend took a break for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And because they were fighting constantly. And in that break, Stephanie slept with him, the bestie's boyfriend. So she slept with
the
him.
Break, the break was only 2 weeks?
It was only 2 weeks, and she had a one-night stand with him. And she has not had the courage to tell her best friend this, but she's going to be doing it this morning.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, this could be a disaster.
Well, it probably will be, but Stephanie feels that if she does it on the show and with the help of us, that it might soften it slightly.
I don't think it will soften it at all. Let's get Stephanie on. I've got a lot of questions.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good. Now, how did this happen? How did you somehow slip it to your mate's boyfriend in that two-week break?
Like, we were just at a party, lots of alcohol involved, and it just happened. And, you know, like, the whole time that they've been dating, like, we've always, like, flirted with each other. And yeah, it just happened. So
hang on, how come you were at the party with your mate's ex, or was he not an ex? They were just still on the break. So you're all friends, or what's the go?
Yeah, we're all friends, and she was at work at the time. So it was like a house party. We all have mutual friends because we all work together as well.
And you banged at the house party?
Yes.
Did it's anyone somebody else know? Else's house.
Oh.
No, because we were kind of like the last ones there. It was at my house. So like
it's yours.
Like the last two.
And how long have you been friends with Lara for?
Probably about 5 years.
Right. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And what kind of person is Lara? Is she a real easygoing, mellow type person or arcs up?
Yeah, no, she's pretty good. She's a bit of a firecracker. Like, if you are, like, discussing something, like, she'll stick to her ground. She won't be walked all over.
Right.
Is she still with this guy now or not?
She is, and that's kind of why I want to tell her, because, like, if he slept with me, how many other girls did he sleep with? Is he still sleeping with other people? And
oh, you're doing this as a favour for her. Is that what you're saying? It's a favour.
I know, like, I'm a shit friend and I really, really stuffed up, but yeah.
And what sort of sex was it? Was it, you know, just a wham bam? Was it a passionate lovemaking?
Was it
oral and all that, the whole deal?
Yeah, it was shit. You know, it's like when you're on a diet and you eat a cupcake and it's shit, you just wish you never did it to begin with.
Oh, right. But it's good at that's the time, like. Right? Like, eating that cupcake is good.
Oh, there's nothing better, really.
Yeah, you know, not really.
it was bad.
What's the purpose of telling you? So you're willing to risk the friendship ending and they'll probably break up. Is that the plan?
Hang on. Well, wait, they were on a break. And now I hate to get all Ross and Rachel here, but they were on a break. So he technically didn't cheat on her. It's just together and now you're the one up shit creek, I think, Steph, because you being the bestie, you broke that girl code.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But also I've been trying to tell her face to face, but she's always, like, inviting the boyfriend over. Like, if we go out for breakfast, she'll bring him around.
Has he said anything to you on the sly since or any of that?
No, but it's nothing. Very awkward now. So I've kind of, like, distanced myself from her, and I think she sort of senses something's up.
Oh, so it's time to come clean for that reason.
Yeah, I think so.
What a mess. Look at the mess you've gone and made.
I know.
I wonder how she'll react to this.
I'm hoping you two can help soften it because she is big fans of you guys.
Oh, God, I don't care.
Well, will she be after this?
God,
now she's just going to associate
down,
our voices with terrible news.
Well, we're going to get your mate, but we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to get your mate on the phone, and then we're all awkwardly going to hold hands and walk through this mess.
Okay, let's kumbaya.
Let's do it, Steph. Rip that Band-Aid off.
So you went down on the guy and everything at your place?
I didn't with him, but he did with me.
Oh, right, 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 right. Are you going to go into these details or not?
Probably not. That's probably your job, right?
Well, you want me to bring it up with her and say, hey,
no.
You should ask her this. You know, no, okay, we'll get her up and, okay, and we'll try and sort that. We don't know, this could probably go badly, but you never know.
You just don't know, do you? All right, Steph, hold tight. We will do that next. Stand by.
God.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power. Okay, well, Stephanie has called through just before, a couple of minutes ago, and told us this horrible story that somehow she ended up at her own house party and her best friend split up with the boyfriend, a little break for 2 weeks, and during that 2 weeks, this one slept with her mate's, best mate's boyfriend, and they're back together now, and no one's told anyone anything.
And it's been 6 months since it happened, so it's been a while, but now she wants to tell her.
Yeah.
And we got that,
Not
Steph?
Sure why, but she's doing it. Okay, now, what's the plan here, Steph? We're going to get your mate on the phone, and then what?
You tell her, Steph. You're going to have to break the news. Okay, we'll be here for moral support, but you will have to break the news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good God.
Okay, let's just do it.
Okay. Let's get Lara on. Hi, Lara.
Hey, Lara. You're on the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Hello.
Oh, hey. How are you?
How are you, hon?
I'm good. I've just finished work, so a bit tired.
Oh, sure. No. God. Well, your mate, Stephanie.
Oh, Steph, yeah, I haven't heard from her in a while.
Oh, she's here on the phone. Hi, Steph, there she is.
Hey, babe, how are you? Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. Look, I know I've been a bit MIA lately, and I think you kind of have felt it too.
Yeah, like you haven't been replying to my messages.
Yeah, so you know how I had that house party a few months ago and I invited a few, like, doctors and regs and all of that and a couple of, like, teammates, and you were working the night shift, you couldn't get out of it?
Yeah.
So, basically, they all rocked up and they brought along your boyfriend. I didn't invite him. He came along. And
well, he wasn't the boyfriend. You guys were on a break, right? So, well, was he the boyfriend still, or was the break a non-boyfriend thing?
No, this was like, maybe you guys had the really big fight and I thought it was over and you got the tat removed and I thought it was done and dusted. So basically, we were like the last two. We'd been drinking all night and we slept with each other. It only happened once.
What?
It happened. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you?
Like,
no.
I'm so sorry.
We had a fight and you slept with him. It wasn't even over.
Well, that's like, he said it was over and like you had gotten his name removed from your arm. Like I thought it was all over. Like, to be honest, I don't even know what I was thinking because like we were both so wasted, so messed up. But like
you're meant to be my best friend.
Really
what
bad. I don't know how to fix it, but like I'm trying to do the right thing and let you know. And just, like, come clean to you and confess. Because it's been eating me up inside.
I literally just saw him at work when I left my shift.
Yeah. Did he, like, he hasn't mentioned anything, has he?
No. Nothing at all. I can't. Oh, my God.
Man, what a mess, though.
No, you're my best friend.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, babe. Like, I stuffed up. I stuffed up so bad.
It's been so long, you could have told me.
Yeah. I tried to so many times, but, like, he's always there. You guys are always together. Like, I couldn't get a word in. We don't even do breakfast. We can't, you know, we can't even grab a coffee. He's always there. It's just been eating me up inside, and like I had to say something, and I didn't want to keep ignoring you and, you know, avoiding you. So I had to sort of, you know, I had to confess. I had to come clean. I had to just own up to the fact that, you know, I stuffed up and I'm a shit friend and a shit person.
Well, you know, I do appreciate you telling me, but still, like, I can't believe you did this.
Yeah, I know. It's like I stuffed up so bad.
Now, we know that there was a lot of alcohol and a lot of, you know, late in the evening, but, you know, we all know what's what, really, don't we? Unless someone's blackout drunk, people know what's what.
Lara, I'm so sorry about this and what's happened. It sounds to me like you didn't think that you guys were even on a break at that point. It was just a fight.
Well, it was a bad fight, but, like, I had hope that, like, you know, we were going to get back together, and we did.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, I can't believe that he would do that and that Steph would do this as well. Like, this is the last thing I was expecting.
We'll let you ladies, you know, try and wade through this puddle of disaster. And hopefully you guys can patch it up. You know, people do make mistakes.
At least she has told you. That's one thing. She could have kept it to herself. So that's good, at least. I mean, she's been honest, but I know it's really going to be hard to move on from that.
Definitely going to be hard to move on. I'm definitely going to need some time to think about it.
Yeah, it is tough. These things can't be rushed.
No.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Steph and Lara. God.
Oh, thank you, guys.
That's okay. Thank you for helping me.
At least everyone knows the truth now, so you can only get better from here.
Yeah.
Is this boyfriend, is he working at the moment? Like, what would he be even hearing this? Is he shitting himself right now? What's likely happening there?
I just saw him. He was starting a shift at work.
Oh, okay.
Well, so he won't be knowing anything.
No.
Well, maybe someone's heard you guys talking and they've texted him. I guess you'll be calling him Lara.
Oh, yes, I will be.
Yeah.
Oh, we can always dial that up. No, it's probably best handled it by yourself.
I don't think you want to hear what I'm going to say.
No, I do. But we won't put it on, but we really do want to be a fly on the wall there.
Oh, can we put it on? No, oh,
ladies,
I can't.
Ladies, look, so sorry, but here we go. New start, new life, no lies. Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's how Carl wraps everything these days.
Well, I don't know what to say. What do you say? Good luck in life, you know?
Good luck with that situation.
Yeah, that is a...
Put him on hold.
Oh, wow. What a mess.
Ugh. The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
In a special radio event,
Kyle and Jackie O present
our iHeartRadio Music Festival.
It's the world's biggest artists all on the one stage.
Broadcasting it out of Vegas right around the world.
You guys better start making some noise.
I go by the name of The Weeknd.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
I'm Chris from Ben Coldplay.
Camila Cabello.
This is Hozier.
This is Doja Cat.
This is Keith Urban.
It's Halsey.
This is Shaboozy.
This is Gwen Stefani.
Listen live on iHeartRadio.
Tonight from 6.
Melbourne's number one hit music station.
KISS 101.1.
Look your best in Vegas with Emco Beauty, Australia's fastest growing beauty brand, offering a range of premium quality vegan and cruelty-free products at a lux for less price.
At Kogan Mobile, we know kids are expensive. Ludicrously expensive. If you don't have them, you won't believe how much they cost. If you do, congrats on becoming the proud owner of an adorable money vacuum. Thankfully, Kogan Mobile's plans are not expensive. Parents, it's time to get smarter with your kids' smartphones. Grab a 120-gig plan for just $120 to use over 12 months. Search Kogan Mobile to find out more. Kogan.com. Clickin' awesome.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow
your... Achoo!
Dad, can I borrow...
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
Hay fever got you snotty, itchy and sneezy? Chemist Iron has hay fever and allergy relief for that.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow
your...
Dad.
If it's effective relief you need, chances are there's a Chemist Own for that. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.
Did you know Budget have been renting trucks to help businesses grow for over 60 years?
60? You'll know a bit about trucks in that time.
We do. Like, why dent your cash flow buying a truck when you can rent whatever you need?
My type of truck?
Any type of truck. Whatever you need, don't buy a truck on high interest rates, because short or long term, we've got a truck for that.
A budget truck? Off your luck.
Just head to budgettrucks.com.au.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
For the first time in 7 years, the Combank Matildas are coming back to Geelong. All the action of international football hits town when Chinese Taipei come to take on our Combank Matildas at GMHBA Stadium. After their incredible FIFA Women's World Cup last year, they're back. And this is their last home game in 2024. Don't miss it. Make some noise, Geelong. It's the Combank Matildas versus Chinese Taipei at GMHBA Stadium. Saturday, December 7th, search Matildas for tickets.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab an 18-pack of Quilton toilet paper for just $10. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Offer ends Wednesday. T's and C's apply. See in store.
Canstar has named ANZ Bank of the Year for Small Business Banking a record 9 times.
So it's no wonder I keep hearing, "Hey boss, well done for going with ANZ," or "You picked a winner, Andy."
I mean, no one's actually said it, but I know they're thinking.
Search ANZ Business.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection Homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T's and C's apply. V Collection Homes only. Mimosa
Homes. Starting a family isn't always easy. It takes bravery. That's why at Monash IVF, we've spent over 50 years evolving our science so that you can have the best possible chance of success. It's why we'll leave no stone unturned to get you answers. And our team of world-class fertility specialists, embryologists, nurses and counsellors will be by your side every step of the way. Because at Monash IVF, we'll do what it takes together.
Harvey Norman, 10% in gift cards this weekend. That's right, 10% in bonus gift cards. Spend $250 or more on selected products and get 10% of your purchase price in Harvey Norman gift cards. Shop hot deals in store and online and get 10% of your purchase price in bonus gift cards when you spend $250 or more on selected products. This weekend only. Hurry, 10% in bonus gift cards end Sunday at Harvey Norman. Best brands, best range, best prices guaranteed. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply. Gift card valid for 1 month.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Calling all outdoor bargain hunters. Four-wheel drive Supercenter's mammoth battery and fridge clearance sale ends today. Unbeatable pricing on 12-volt batteries and portable fridges these school holidays. Rally the family and get out there for less with these unbeatable clearance prices. Like portable fridges starting from just $129. Lowest ever prices on heaps of lithium batteries plus more price to clear. We challenge you to find these prices anywhere. Four-wheel drive Supercenter's battery and fridge clearance sale ends in store today. The Discount Kings will always get you out there for less.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our O News, where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's O News podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
Kyle and Jackie O. Power of power.
Yes.
I'm turning blue. Please don't save me. Nothing.
This around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Okay, I got a listener, Jimmy, who contacted us. He's kind of worried about his friend. She has fallen in love with a prison inmate. So it started off like quite innocent, Kyle. She was just writing like for fun as a pen pal, kind of like what I did.
I don't think anyone writes to prisoners just for fun. I think they've got a little slither of excitement. And
clearly she did because she was writing to him, and now she's fallen in love with him. He's still in prison, I believe.
Right.
I don't even think she's met him.
Oh,
but
really?
They're in a relationship. That's what I'm hearing so far. I'd like to ask Jimmy further questions because he is super worried about his friend.
Jimmy, what's the go here? Your friend, obviously, she's a chick, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And you're worried about her? Does she have normal relationships, or is this out of the ordinary for her?
She has had plenty of normal relationships, and she's a really attractive chick as well. So
what's the fascination with the
with this guy in prison?
She loved the bad boys, or what's her vibe?
Sorry, what was that?
Why is she like fallen in love with this guy, do you reckon?
Honestly, I've got no idea. Like, it was supposed to be a joke, really, and no one really knows, like, what's going on. Just that everyone reckons maybe there's money involved or something like that, but she's being controlled totally from someone that's, like, locked up.
Is she giving him money?
Well, we think there's something there involved with money.
Right. And has she actually been to see him in prison?
No, she hasn't. I'm not too sure which one, but...
Well, yeah, she's never actually met him. She's just going off these letters.
What's he locked up for? Do you know what he's in for?
Exactly. It is drug-related, and apparently he's looking at about, like, 10 years, and he hasn't even been sentenced yet.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So she's going to be waiting a long time for this guy. How old is she?
She's about 25, 24.
Wow, and what do her parents say about this?
Well, I doubt they'd know about it.
Oh, so how long's it been going on for?
Only about 3 months.
She'll get over this. I didn't realize it was 3 months.
Hey, listen, sometimes when a man's locked up, right, and all the bullshit's gone out of their life, and someone reaches out in the pen pal world, maybe his real feelings is something that she hasn't got outside of the prison world.
Carl, it's a long time to wait.
Yeah, that's
she's
true.
In the prime of her life, and she's going to be waiting for over 10 years probably for this guy to get out.
Maybe he doesn't get convicted.
No, he's waiting his sentencing. He's being convicted.
Oh, well, maybe he hasn't got a big run.
Well, it sounds like he's getting 10 years. It sounds like that.
He's convinced her that 95% chance he reckons he's getting out when it's his sentencing.
Oh,
well, see, yeah, it's
right.
Possible. Totally possible.
Okay, and you don't believe that, though?
Well, the charges, along with those drug charges, there's other things on top, so I don't think so. It doesn't look like it.
Right, right. Okay, and is she planning on having, like, a relationship as far as, like, do you get conjugal visits, right?
Mm-mm.
Or is that only... In America, what...
It does not happen here. I don't think it does.
We don't.
There's no smoking cigarettes and there's no rooting your missus. That's part of prison life.
So the best she's going to get is sitting across from him at a table?
Correct.
And you're allowed
to... In the visitor's room with everyone else visiting their friends.
And in America, there's no touching. Are they allowed to touch here? Are they allowed to hold hands or anything?
Yeah, I think they can.
I think you're allowed the embrace. Like, hey, babe, how are you?
Right.
There's not allowed to
stick.
Yeah. Not let her sit into his lap and do all the...
Do you know what he looks like? Like, have you seen a photo?
No, I haven't seen a photo of him, but she's only seen him twice on video link.
Oh.
And she seems like she's in love because she actually got his name tattooed on her a couple of days ago.
Oh, my God.
How big and where's the tattoo?
So it's pretty big. It's like under her boob.
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot of
girls over my life that have had relationships with like guys in jail or bikies or anything like that, they're always branded with the guy's name in some gigantic obvious location.
Do you think he's like maybe suggested she do this?
I don't know. You never know. But it is a pattern that I've noticed that
it's
girls with the real bad boys their names on them somewhere, and it's not a little cute intimate, name on the finger.
Somewhere intimate.
Not even necessarily intimate. I've seen someone's name down a girl's entire leg. Like, that's...
Yikes.
Yeah, and they didn't last, like, for only 3 months.
Wow. So, Jimmy, you're concerned. She's also acting a little bit differently these days.
Well, yeah, she doesn't see us anymore, like our friend group anymore, because she's being controlled by him, and she's not allowed to go out and stuff like that, so she stays home for him.
Oh, this is so bad. This is bad news. I can see now why you're concerned. Yeah. So he's making her stay at home.
Well, maybe he's not making her. Maybe you guys being negative about her romance is she's like, you know, screw you guys. I'm not hanging out with
you.
But
he's saying he's controlling her. How do you know that, Jimmy?
Just because if you were to know her, and if, like, just our friends, how we know her, for the past few months, she's totally changed. Like, she doesn't even just hang out. Like, we hang out at a friend's house and she doesn't even come out to hang out. Like, nothing. She's just constantly trying to talk to him.
And how often does she get to talk to this guy? Like, he just wouldn't have a mobile phone.
No, but you're allowed to make calls from the public phone.
Often, I didn't think. Yeah, not all day.
No, not all day, but you've got a time limit and you've got phone privileges and stuff.
Like 6 minutes.
Does she ever go out? Does she always go on with the bad boy, or is this something really different for her?
She's actually always with bad boys, to be honest.
The Gronk lover. That's what it sounds like, a Gronk lover. That's fine. A lot of girls, they're into the Gronk. It's not until they get murdered or bashed beyond recognition that they realize, oh shit, this might not be a great idea. That's true. It happens a lot.
I feel
it's
for
very
her
dangerous.
Parents, actually. I mean, they must be worried about her.
But then, like, you can't tar everyone with the same brush.
Oh, and that's true. But if her behavior has changed so drastically, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
But look, we're going to open the lines, Jimmy, because we wanted to ask anyone out there, if you had the same thing where you've fallen in love with an inmate? Have you ever dated an inmate?
All the time, the prisoner rooters. I can't even get my missus to buy the type of laundry detergent I want from the Coles online shopping. How do you control people like this? Someone should do a book.
You do not have any control in your relationship.
I've got none of this shit. I go, babe, I asked for the twirl and you bought me a hard chocolate. No, I want the twirl because I had a tooth, you know, I had my crown fixed anyway.
Anyway.
And she just goes, oh, well, you know.
This one will do.
How do you control someone like that?
I don't know, but maybe you yourself have had some sort of intimate relationship or a relationship with an inmate. Oh, you know of someone who has. Did it work? Did they wait for them to come out?
Yeah, not everyone.
Did things end well? Did it not end well? Yeah. Any kind of interaction, give us a call on 131065, Jimmy. We'll see what happens.
Kyle, Jackie, this is the
Hour of Power. Will and Woozy.
Every day this week we're playing Can You Hear It? Can you tell the difference between a soft drink and a beer just by the sound of the can opening?
There's something to listen for here, guys. There really is. That's a soft drink. Oh,
you've lost your ear. The current world record holder is Gary Barlow from Take That.
I want to live here.
Gary Barlow.
I'm moving to Australia.
He's got 7 in a row. Can you get 8?
Can you hear it? It's on every day this week.
Will and Woody for the drive home.
Listen live on the iHeartRadio app.
Weekdays from 4.
On KISS 101.1.
Virgin Australia's Queensland sale is now on. Fly for just $59 from Melbourne to the Gold Coast on select one-way economy light flights. Holiday glow included. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday unless sold out prior. Book now at virginaustralia.com. Seat selection and checked baggage not included in economy light fare. Payment surcharge may apply, subject to availability, travel periods and T&Cs apply.
You beauty, it's the footy finals. Put on your team colours, gather your mates, and this is important, add a drop to your footy snacks shop. IGA Liquor has amazing everyday low prices, like a Furphy Original Refreshing Ale 24-pack, just $48. Great Northern Super Crisp Lager 30 can block, $60. And hard-rated 4.5% 10-pack varieties, $44. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Did you know Budget can rent you a truck long term?
Do dooty do, do dooty do.
What are you doing?
It's the wedding march. Getting married, didn't we?
No.
But you said long term.
Long term, yes. Fair prices too, but no lock-in contract.
Oh, that's a relief.
It's a great deal.
No, I mean I can't stand your mother.
For long term trucks, no lock-in contract. Head to budgettrucks.com.au.
She doesn't like me either.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
We know one in five Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
Real people, real products, real fun. No matter who you are, Sexyland has something real sexy for everyone. With Australia's biggest range of sexy costumes, lingerie, couples toys and fun gifts and games for adults. Sexyland. 11 stores in Melbourne and Geelong open till midnight 7 days a week. Or shop online for 2-hour delivery. Sexyland.com.au.
On. Off. On. Off. Having access to cash can switch your business on, help you grow and scale. But without a healthy cash flow, your business can get switched off. Fast. If you want to switch your business on to buy new stock or equipment or simply improve your cash flow, get on deck with an OnDeck business loan. OnDeck provide business loans up to $250,000 with funding possible the same business day. Switch your business on. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
If somebody hits you from behind, daydreaming, they just couldn't stop in time. If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Ride to Drive.
Accidents happen when we least expect them, but why should you be stuck without a car? That's why Ride to Drive provides replacement vehicles to not-at-fault drivers. And here's the best part, it won't cost you a thing.
If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Ride to Drive.
T's and C's apply.
Experience the nature of Billanook College. We believe that environment shapes how we learn. Our tranquil natural landscape and supportive community provide the ideal environment for students to learn and grow. At Billanook College, we focus on the individual. With a progressive learning framework and emphasis on personalised learning, our students are encouraged to explore both their talents and interests for a balanced education. Experience the nature of Billanook. billanook.vic.edu.au.
Record-breaking country music superstar Luke Combs live in Melbourne with special guests Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny and Lane Pittman. Performing two incredible nights at Marvel Stadium. Next February on Friday 7th and Saturday 8th. Get tickets in the pre-sale from this Monday. For more, visit frontiertouring.com.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes' 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply.
Mimosa Homes.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
And I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark. And I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall.
Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Talking about this young woman. So some dude rang up, his friend, girlfriend of his, like just a chick, has fallen in love with an inmate online and has removed herself from the entire friendship group, doesn't hang out anymore, is just...
She just stays at home and...
waiting for calls.
He thinks that she's been influenced by him in terms of, like, don't go out, I don't want you to see anyone. She's got a tattoo now of his name under her breast. and it's only been 3 months. What started out as a joke, a pen pal inmate kind of interaction,
has
turned into love for her. And all her friends are worried. She's 25. She's in the prime of her life. She's a beautiful girl.
Just because you're in jail does not necessarily mean you're a horrible person.
Well, he said there's a good chance that he will be sentenced for 10 years. He's still awaiting that sentencing. So it is a long time to wait if that actually happens. But we're asking, have you ever dated an inmate? Chris has called through. Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Good. Did you date the inmate or were you the inmate?
I was the inmate.
Yeah. Well, and did you meet the missus while you were in prison or did you have one before you went in?
Before I went in. So.
Oh, that's different. That's different. You know, you have a girlfriend before you go in and then they stay with you.
You'd be worried though, Chris, like depending on how long you go for, you want your missus to stand by you and stuff. Were you worried that she wouldn't?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I was in there for 3 years, so, like, there was a lot of, like, worries, cheating, whatever.
Yeah, and you're locked up and you can't just ring whenever you want. Like, if you get a little fear, you can't just sort of squash their own fear. You got to live with that, right?
Yeah, you just got to do what you got to do, really. So, like, you can call from 6 to 3 at most jails.
Yeah.
And then other jails are 6 to 10 p.m.
And can you do just one a day or can you do multiple calls?
As long as you have money on your account, you can call as many times as you want.
Oh, okay. So she could be talking to him for quite a bit.
Well, it's not an unlimited amount of money you can put in their account either.
No, I know. They've got a certain amount. It's like 150 or something,
yeah,
isn't
like
it, Max?
Silverwater,
yeah,
for example.
150
a week. And you've got to go out there and put the money in yourself. You can't
No, it's all BPAY now.
Oh, it's all BPAY now. Oh, it's been a while since I've done
And you've got to buy other things as well with that. Like, that's just not going to be spent on phone calls. That's like
right.
everything.
No, your Tim Tams.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, thanks for your call. Tia, have you ever dated a guy in prison?
How are you?
Yeah, good, good. What's your story?
So I was dating the father of my child. He was in jail for 18 months and then he got released. We did know each other prior. And then he got released and, you know, did the whole, I've changed my life. He was an ice addict. He was a drug addict. He was running in on houses and I fell for it and thought, okay, this guy's changed his life.
Yeah.
6 months later, he ended up back into that lifestyle, tried to hide it from me. I ended up falling pregnant to this man. And he ended up back in jail for 2 trimesters of my pregnancy. And he's now back in there now. I just want this girl to know that this is not going to work. Like, once they're in there, if they have drug charges and if this guy's meant to be sentenced to 10 years, like, obviously that's some pretty serious convictions that he's up against, considering the legal system these days. Like, a lot of it is a slap on the wrist for pretty bad stuff, like even if they are convicted priors. This girl, that like I just feel for her because it's, I know that she could be up against like just some serious heartache here. Because I believe, it's just not going to work.
Yeah. Okay. He's going to go back, you reckon?
And they can call multiple people on their jail phones. Like, how does she know that he's not calling other girls on there and saying, oh, put money in my jail account? Like, how does she know that? Because that's what happened to me as well. I'd be putting money in there for him so he can get the things he wants and call me every day like he was. But there was no way of me knowing who else he's calling and who else is putting money
in. It's funny you say that because I've got a family member, female, and the guy she was dating went to jail for 18 months. She was paying everything. And she didn't have a lot of money, this family member. So she was sold the TV, sold the washing machine, dryer, sold all her possessions, her car, just to keep him sort of cashed up. And then on the day he was released from prison, she's sitting out the front of the jail talking to another woman. Oh, your man's, my man's getting released. Oh, so's mine.
Oh,
well,
God.
Only one man was released.
Oh, no.
And he walked up to my family member and said, thanks for everything, stupid bitch. Put his arm around the other chick. They got in the car and left. And that family member of mine was
How long did
destroyed.
She do that for?
18 months.
Oh, wow.
And she'd sold every part of her life and everything she owned to sort of help him.
See, this is the problem. This girl could be just being played for a fool.
Or it could be true love.
And she could be waiting for 10 years, wasting that all of her life on a guy that could just be using her.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Well, you don't.
You don't
Thanks,
know.
Tia. Jasmine, let's hear what your story
is. Jazzy, hi. What do you got for us?
Hey, can I just say, this girl, run while you can, because I'm telling you right now, I made that mistake around the same age.
Yeah.
And when I say mistake, I have a kid to this guy now.
Right.
He's a good dad and everything, but I waited 4.5 years for him. And then I had never met him. I went to the jail and I met him. And then he got on work release and came home on the weekends, and I fell pregnant.
Was that sex amazing, though, because he was like a bad boy and on day release were you like, this is so naughty, this is the best
Look,
ever?
Look, I still respect the guy, so I'm not going to go into that, but
so it was awesome.
He was doing a 10-year sentence, so,
yeah,
you know, you can only imagine. But I have a 9-year-old son now, so...
Hey, so you got... So some good came
but
of
but
it.
But you're saying run while you can, so where did it go bad?
I ended up in jail getting caught up in that lifestyle.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Was it because something you did wrong, or was it because you took responsibility for something he was doing wrong?
I did something wrong involved in that lifestyle that he introduced me into.
Which you would never have done had you not known him,
Oh, I can't say never, but definitely gave me that push that got me there. But I really don't think, like, I had my son 8 months after I had him. I went to jail.
Oh my God.
He came out and he went full-time dad, and he done a great job.
Oh, look how good. Like, that's not a, I wouldn't have expected that. That's good.
Yeah, he still is a good dad. And then when I got out 3.5 years later,
yeah,
he went back to jail, and now he's doing another 10-year sentence.
Oh, so you're like time-sharing.
Yeah, it's tag-teaming.
Yeah, I'm out, you're in, you're dead, now your mum, I'm back in jail.
Oh, dear.
What a mess.
Wow, that's crazy.
My poor son, but I'm telling you right now, it's hard when you meet someone like that. They pay so much attention to you. They're like, a six-minute phone call finishes, and they're like, okay, there's the beep, I'll call you back in 6 minutes. Stay home, you know, don't go anywhere, don't do anything. They want to know
right.
where you
maybe
are.
That,
you're
maybe gotcha. That's why she's not going anywhere, because she's like.
Yeah, maybe.
Waiting.
In the exact same position, and then, I cut off from all my friends and everything, and then I met another girl at a jail visit in the exact same position. Right. And we ended up becoming best friends.
Are you lesbians?
And we were allowed to go out with each other because her partner was in jail with my partner.
Were you doing lesbian stuff?
No, we weren't doing lesbian stuff. Not even when I was in jail. I just can't do that.
Yeah, that's not your flight. Hey, did you have the opportunity to do lesbian stuff when you were in jail? Were chicks like, hey, how you doing?
There was plenty of opportunities that arose, but I just, you know, ran with my tail between my legs. So I was so scared. I was like, no.
Not me. Wrong one. Yeah, fam. Wow, look, there's a lot of stories, right?
Okay, one more. Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous.
Oh, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, great. How you doing?
Good. Now, Jimmy just needs to be supportive, I reckon.
The friend, the dude that rang us?
Yeah. Look, it's a novelty to her. She's young. She's 25. I was locked up for 5 years. I had a girl for 3 of that.
Yeah.
They've got their own life in the end of the day. She's just got to experience everything for herself. And, you know, it is what it is. You've just got to be supportive, and no matter what happens, she'll get over it.
I think you're right.
She's young.
I think you're onto something here. I feel that you can't convince anyone
to
do something that's against what they want to do. You have got to support them. Maybe say, look, just be careful here, like, but don't go on and on and on about it. Otherwise, they won't hang around.
They'll shut you out.
They would rather get rid of their friends than have negative impact on their love life.
And love is such a powerful drug, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You do anything. And you know, she's just in that moment right now where she's obsessed with this guy.
I think you're right, Anonymous.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Thanks
bro.
Why
did you have to be anonymous?
Well, who knows? Who knows why? Some of these types, they just like to slide under the radar.
Fair enough.
24/7. I get it. I know people like
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We got Taylor!
We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerusalem bells ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all weekend to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hits music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles Trade Club members now get a significant everyday discount on fuel at all Shell stations. Yes, not only do National Tiles Trade Club members get big discounts on tiles, adhesives and tools, as well as our exclusive free 2-hour express delivery, but now National Tiles Trade Club members get a significant everyday discount off fuel at all Shell service stations. National Tiles, number one for trade tilers across Australia. Conditions apply.
Are you ready to start something? Do what you love? With 38 free TAFE courses and over 130 nationally recognised qualifications, including horticulture, landscaping and parks and gardens, come to Kangan Institute, the Australian Large Training Provider of the Year 2022. No ATAR needed. It's time to unleash you at Kangan Institute. Call 13 TAFE to apply now or visit kangan.edu.au. Eligibility criteria applies. Some or all of this training is delivered with Victorian and Commonwealth Government funding. RTO 3077.
Record-breaking country music superstar Luke Combs, live in Melbourne with special guests Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny and Lane Pittman. Performing two incredible nights at Marvel Stadium. Next February on Friday 7th and Saturday 8th. Get tickets in the pre-sale from this Monday. For more, visit frontiertouring.com.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is fabulous if you're going to that work function tonight. You'll be able to reserve an Uber ride for 1 hour and 30 minutes after you arrive, because you know that's when Janine from finance will corner you for a quick chat.
Hello.
Boring you senseless with endless photos of her cat, Terry, and one photo of her husband you can never unsee. Reserve that Uber ride and leave before she makes eye contact. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
The Australian Women's Health Diary does more than help organise our lives. It's packed with expert health advice important to every woman. Plus, every diary sold supports research into the treatment, prevention and cure of breast cancer. Just $19.99 from newsagents, Woolworths, participating post offices and online at womenshealthdiary.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary, the diary that saves lives. Buy one for yourself and the special women in your life.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Melbourne, the wait is finally over. The smash hit show, Tina, the Tina Turner Musical, is now playing at the Princess Theatre and tells the empowering life story of the Queen of Rock and Roll. Set to simply the best soundtrack and featuring all your favourite hits, Tina is a celebration and will have you up on your feet. Book now at Ticketek.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T's and C's apply. V Collection homes only. Mimosa
Homes. Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages,
they yelled.
You get more jobs.
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
Starting a family isn't always easy. It takes bravery. That's why at Monash IVF, we've spent over 50 years evolving our science so that you can have the best possible chance of success. It's why we'll leave no stone unturned to get you answers. And our team of world-class fertility specialists, embryologists, nurses and counsellors will be by your side every step of the way. Because at Monash IVF, we'll do what it takes. Together.
For the first time in 7 years, the Combank Matildas are coming back to Geelong. All the action of international football hits town when Chinese Taipei come to take on our Combank Matildas at GMHBA Stadium. After their incredible FIFA Women's World Cup last year, they're back. and this is their last home game in 2024. Don't miss it. Make some noise, Geelong. It's the Combank Matildas versus Chinese Taipei at GMHBA Stadium. Saturday, December 7th, search Matildas for tickets.
Hey, son,
Yeah?
if you're, well, gay, I'm totally cool with that.
Congratulations! That was really awkward! And awkward conversations can lead to awesome outcomes for LGBTQIA plus youth. Make awkward awesome. Visit thepinnaclefoundation.org/awkward.
Telling me all night long, gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four.